Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
I don't think I've ever shipped out for a surgical guide. Right. So that's really helped me in the planning aspects of it. And also just when you're doing all the planning yourself, you have control and you really understand the concepts.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Hi everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of Dentistry Made Simple. I'm Meredith, I'm your co-host, and this week I am joined by a different co-host. I have Dr. Jock Jernigan here with me. Hi Jock.
Hey Mayor Bear.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Thanks for coming on. Good, good. Today we're going to be talking about starting your journey into full arch dentistry. So before we get started, I do have a review for you. This was a past attendee of our overdenture course who texted a rep saying, I just did the class with Jock. It was amazing. So glad you reminded me. He crushed it. I learned so much and gained a ton of confidence doing this stuff and already have several cases. He did great. He has the right kind of disposition, skill set, and desire to help others, and is naturally gifted with this stuff. So that was a nice review. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Ryan.
Take what you can get.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk a little bit about getting into full arch dentistry. So let's start with a little bit about Dr. Jock Jernigan.
Yeah. Quick recap of sort of my past. I graduated dental school at UNC in 2013, and around that time, I knew wherever I was going into practice that I wanted to be able to do implants and recognize I wasn't going to get that that education adequately in school. And so while I was finishing school, I started my implant education, taking a number of different implant continuums. I took T-Bone's first ever implant 3D course he ever taught back at the office. I took the few years after the first All-On-X courses he and Uday offered in 2014 and 15, which was awesome. But yeah, I just really went heavy in the paint on education. It's a passion of mine. Back then it was taking it. I loved it. And now my passion has gone on the other end, teaching it, being a mentor with you guys, speaking, now having my own course. It's been awesome. But one of the big things I found in my past and when I was entering into my implant education, again, the value of just taking a lot of it, but then taking live patient courses, like where you as the participant get to do a live surgery when you have a mentor standing there holding your hand, you know, explaining some of these concepts. And so that's the route I went. Back in 2013, back then you had to go.
There wasn't as many options.
There was not.
Not in the U.S. at least.
Yeah, I had to go over, I guess, down to the Dominican. Mm-hmm. It was, again, great experience, but got to place implants. It gave me a lot of confidence. There's nothing like it.
Right.
Just having done the didactic, I don't feel like I would have come back near as confident.
Yeah.
So having that option was huge. And nowadays, being able to do it locally or just in the U.S.
Right.
where one, there's accountability for the patients. And I mean, it's just invaluable. So not only to have it, but to have it much closer to home. It's awesome. So that's, I think that's awesome. The 3D is able to offer that both with the intro, the digital implant continuum, but anywhere in the U.S. it offers live patients. Just, again, an invaluable thing you can have. But
yeah, so in our new nonprofit this year, we started Smile 3D. We offer live patient implant training. We have everything's guided, so from single implants to overdentures to full all-on-X cases. Jock, tell us a little bit about your practice, how it was before you came in, and then kind of what you've added to it.
Yep. So the practice I was going into after I was finishing up school, I went in practice with my dad. Mm-hmm. It's a unique sort of niche type practice where we didn't do really any traditional dentistry, no drill and fill, no crowns.
No hygiene.
So none of that. It's predominantly surgery. It was just extractions, pre-process like alveoplasty, tori removal. On-site lab, did a ton of removable.
But when you started, it was also no implants.
Right? No implants. Right. No. My dad, I think, had a 2000, right before I got there, he had a very old pen that took half pans.
Yeah.
Wow. And then as I came on, we invested in a CVCT, and then I brought in the implants.
Yeah, so digital technology.
Yeah, digital technology, and there's no better patient than these people. Obviously, it's great for a patient missing one tooth, but now when you're talking about someone missing a lot or all of their teeth, it just takes it up a next level. Yeah. And I knew I wanted to be able to present these patients with as many options as possible. That's where me and T can diverge a little bit, but it's also in a different socioeconomic area, more rural, more poor people with a little bit less discretionary spending. So I knew that I wanted to offer a fixed hybrid, but also for someone that's struggling in a loose lower denture but can't come close to being able to afford that, being able to offer alternatives that hopefully would be achievable for them.
Yeah.
So that's been my passion, trying to find those options and incorporate them. It can, and reduce the complications in presenting it.
Yes.
Because it can get confusing.
The menu. The breakdown of it all.
And so that's what I've worked on since I've been there, and continuing to add digital technology. Started 3D printing in my office back in 2015, I think, with a Form 2 printer.
Yeah.
And I've done it since I don't think I've ever shipped out for a surgical guide.
Right.
So that's really helped me in the planning aspects of it, and also just when you're doing all the planning yourself, you have control and you really understand the concepts, both surgical and prosthetic, a lot better.
Yeah.
So I think that's been invaluable for me. But and then joined with you guys a few years ago as a mentor, and again
stepped it up.
And then now well, teaching the course, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, for a doctor who's interested in going from single implants into full arch dentistry, kind of like the what, why, and how of, that workflow and getting into that. So what experience would you recommend for a doctor who's looking to maybe start with the overdenture course and get into full arch dentistry?
Yeah, so I've had a lot of people come up to me, whether it be at like symposiums, at these courses, a lot over Instagram, sort of asking, they're like, hey, I've started my implant journey. I've placed a lot of single units. I love it. Like, it just has me hungry for more.
Yeah.
And these are the same people who, when they first started, like, no way I'll ever enter into full arch. I'll stick with single units. But then now they've reached that confidence level and they're wondering, well, what's the next step in the journey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for a long time, the only options out there, like when I was coming up, was you go from the single units and then go take an all-on-X course.
Right. And where you're reducing bone.
Yeah.
It's a huge jump.
It's a huge dump of information. So they come to these, they would go to take these courses and spend a lot of money and be real excited, and they get there and they realize all these things they're having to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
On the surgical end, it's completely a different level, dealing with alveoplasty, full arch flaps, suturing, hemostasis, that. Those are a lot of things that's completely different when you enter into the full arch. But then having to accept all that and learn all that and get comfortable with those concepts, then throwing on the prosthetic complexities that come with a fixed full arch restoration. And a lot of these people would get overwhelmed when they would come back to their office and get nervous, and then they just wouldn't implement any of it, and they just get stuck and will have wasted that opportunity. Yeah. And so I think what the industry's been missing is a good in-between, like a good stepping stone that allows someone to comfortably step into the full arts world where they can predictably get there and not get overwhelmed. And that's sort of where I was talking to T-Bone in the past. Like, I think an over-denture course would be extremely valuable for someone in that sense, because I treatment plan all my cases, full arch cases, as if they're going to be fixed.
Yeah.
So I want to put the implants in the position, done the proper alveoplasty, hidden the transition line if necessary. If they ever want to go from...
They hit the lottery one day.
Yeah. If they ever,
grandma leave the money.
Exactly. Yeah. If they ever want to move from a snap-on denture and to a fixed,
right.
I will have wanted to treatment plan it, unless it's really undercutting the patient, but treatment planned it to make that switch easy for them. So the surgical principles I wanted to teach them are the same as if they're doing fixed. Mm-hmm. Teaching all the same full arch concepts, like understanding incisal edge position, restorative space, VDO, AP spread, all those things that come into play are the same, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so this course really allowed us to dive into that.
Yeah.
And then more head into a prosthetic workflow for overdentures rather than overwhelming them with understanding a lot about multi-units, angled multi-units, things of that nature.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads us into our next question, is why would a doctor incorporate this into their practice? And like you said earlier, giving them, not just the options of patients being able to choose what care kind of works into their budgeting, but also...
Absolutely. One, to have the tools and be able to offer different options, because not every patient needs the same treatment.
And every case is different.
Exactly. And so having the tools to be able to, one, offer it and pivot in certain cases, whether it's a patient financing, patients with poor hygiene where removable might be more advantageous, someone with poor manual dexterity who can't get up and clean under the a fixed bridge, just things like that, being able to pivot for whatever option is best for that patient. Just having more tools in the tool belt is my personal philosophy.
I think a lot of people who are practicing in more rural areas would say that they do a lot of overdentures because it's not readily available at most offices. There's fewer offices in the area that offer them. And so they have almost a need for it for their patients, is what I've heard when people are interested into getting into full arch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of just even the previous implant continuum attendees from here.
Yeah.
I get all these texts. They go home and they have these.
Right. They're looking for them now.
Right.
They're looking for missing teeth. And so they see that people.
And they're like, oh, I have this overdenture case.
Before they would have just done dentures. That's what they would have offered.
Right, exactly. Can I execute this? And I'm like, it's a lot more. Especially when you're talking about extracting teeth, doing a lot of alveo. The problem, I think, we've been conditioned, whether it be in dental school or just hearing about overdentures, the classic two-implant overdenture.
Yeah.
That's a lot easier to execute. But again, that's not my philosophy. Me and T agree. It's a pretty crappy treatment option.
Yeah.
And people get presented it's going to be phenomenal. But then they have all these limitations that come with a two-implant overdenture: retention,
rotations. I was going to say, you're going to see the patient 20 times post-op.
They still might have to use adhesive in the posterior segments. And that's just, I wanted to change the narrative of the overdenture.
Right. It's really not giving the patient the chance to say yes to the best.
Exactly. I mean, because a four-implant, snap-on overdenture is a pretty phenomenal restoration.
Yeah.
Near about every patient I've done those on, they're able to eat pretty much whatever they want to.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to get out.
Right.
We're able to achieve the things they want.
Which is a good problem to have.
Right. Uncovering the palate, gaggers, taste, things like that. And so I wanted to take it to the next level where it's, again, we're not learning the two-implant overdenture. We're learning a next level, good, previous option if a patient can achieve fixed.
Yeah, well, next let's talk about our one and only sponsor. Where or how would someone go to learn overdentures?
Well, thankfully,
asking the right person?
our dear leader, Dr. T, approached me and we started developing this concept for an overdenture course.
Yes.
As that intermediary course for someone who wanted to enter full arch, but we felt a lot of them weren't ready, that were getting overwhelmed going to the All-On-X course that's offered already. And that's getting even more complicated because, like with Sully and T, they were really trying to teach not only the traditional fixed workflow, now they're trying to teach the digital workflow. So they've added that much more that can be even more confusing. So this has gotten to a perfect mesh of the two worlds where someone can get prepared for those concepts and then go execute those in office, then go get comfortable with an All-On-X.
Yeah.
Or any fixed restoration for that matter.
Well, for those who are interested in our overdenture course, we have one coming up in just a few weeks, October 13th and 14th of this year. We do have the option to add on live patients, so you go home with the confidence of actually doing a case. During the hands-on didactic 2 days, you'll watch Dr. Jock do a case, and then you have the option to add on your own case. Another thing we have exciting for 2023 is for those who are have not done full arch dentistry but are ready to kind of jump in, but they feel like All-On-X is a little bit over their head, we've created a full arch express week. So Monday and Tuesday, March 6th and 7th, if you want to come for just the overdenture course, you can. You can add on a live patient to this as well. If you want to stay the whole week, you can do our overdenture course, our All-On-X digital course, and we will provide live patients for you if you choose to do that as well. So I think with our instructors, I know you followed up with a bunch of attendees and helped them plan a couple cases or reviewed their plans from the labs and that kind of thing. And I think that's one of the things from the feedback I've heard that sets you apart from some of other instructors that are out there. So I just wanted to say thanks for coming on to the Dentistry Makes Up. Fill in the seat of T-Bone this week.
It's a big pants, less big pants still.
Yeah.
But no, just I have to speak to it. Having the opportunities, what's so exciting to me to be a part of a course that offers live patient. Because again, it's so invaluable for even someone like starting their journey with implants, being able to extract and graft a single tooth or place a single implant. It's a whole different game when you get into full arch surgery, especially. And being able, like, it's a...
We hope things can go wrong while you're here.
Right.
So we can go through the troubleshooting.
A lot of butt-puckering things can happen when you're dealing with that kind of real estate. And being, like, learning how to navigate those in a situation where it's in your hands, but you have someone to back you up, is unbelievable. And so I'm excited to be able to offer that as an option for people. And the Express, I'm really excited because it allows you, one, the time. A lot of the problem is when you get squeezed into 2 day All-On-X courses and stuff, it does get overwhelming because it's hard to register. But over the course of a week, getting to make sense of these principles and start to understanding them and how they fit into all of these cases, whether it's a overdenture, a fixed hybrid or crown and bridge, it's just, it's very exciting to be able to combine all that.
Yeah, so that week will be March 6th through 10th at the retreat. So you'll have access to Jock, Sully, and T-Bone. It'll be a great week. If you are interested in that, you can reach out to me at meredith@3d-dentist.com. And T-Bone, we hope you're having a great week golfing in Scotland.
Thanks, Mayberry.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week on Dentistry Made Simple.